Let's face it, living takes guts, and living a full life takes a lot of guts. Igniting Courage podcast is the place you can come to get a blast of courage from real people who are clawing their way through life just like you are. We're going to talk about big courage and also little daily courage. You'll hear people's opinions on how to build courage and how to summon it when you would rather join the circus and never be heard from again. So welcome. I'm glad you had the guts to show up for this conversation. Hey, and welcome to episode 71 of Igniting Courage podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I decided to do something a little bit different with this episode. I decided to accost a complete stranger on Instagram and ask them to be on my podcast. And it worked. Candace Dobie was my victim. I saw a random post that she had written a book on courage. And I looked her up and said, oh, well, this person sounds like she'd have a great perspective. Well, turns out not only does she have a great perspective on courage and has lived it and studied it and speaks about it, but she is also just a ton of fun, super adventurous, awesome, courageous person. And I'm so excited to have her on the podcast, and I'm excited to now call her a friend. So enjoy this courage igniting and smile inducing episode where you hear two very energetic people get all excited to get to know each other and ignite your courage. Episode 71. Here you go.
All right. Well, Candace Dobie, thank you so much for jumping on and taking the time to be on Igniting Courage podcast today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be talking to you.
And it's funny because I had to ignite my own courage because I randomly saw a Instagram post about your new book about courage. And I was like, who is this courage woman? I may need her on my podcast. And then I looked a little deeper and I was like, okay, we're doing this. And I reached out to you just kind of randomly, not ever meeting you before. And it turned out we have so much in common, and I'm so excited to share your message of courage with my audience.
Yes, thank you so much again for having me. And you're so right. When you reached out and connected and I looked you up, it was like, wow, we have so much in common, or we have so many different things in our, you know, in our orbit that overlap. So I'm really excited to talk courage together with someone who is equally as passionate about courage. So
Yeah, and coming at it from a similar angle, too, you know, I mean, and we'll get into that in a little while. So let's just start with a basic question. You know, you speak on courage, you've written a book on, put together a book on courage. What does courage mean to you?
Oh, courage is so big and so important, and I'm actually obsessed with it. But courage to me is simple. It's a choice to face a risk or a challenge for a worthy purpose. So that is kind of like the definition that I use for courage and when I'm talking to people about courage. So there really are three parts to that. And so it's a choice, you know, it's a decision we have to make to face a risk or a threat. So there's something that, you know, is causing us some, you know, anxiousness or fear, or it's something, you know, hard to do. And then we do it for a worthy purpose. So, you know, if we're going to create or invite tension and, you know, all the things that can happen, embarrassment, isolation, judgment, whatever, if we're going to invite those things, then we have to do it for a worthy purpose. So that's what it is to me in a nutshell, is choosing to face a challenge or a risk for a worthy purpose. And that worthy purpose, you know, is personal for people. And you know what? There are so many definitions out there about courage. We could probably, like, pop open a dictionary, look online or whatever, and there would be so many different definitions of it. But that's one that I like to go with, because I think those three pieces are truly important to being able to conjure courage.
Well, yeah, and I agree, and I love that you say that it's a choice, because I think so many people, and this is part of the reason that I started this podcast and want to speak on courage, is because so many people think courage is you're just courageous, you're just a brave person, and that it's easy, but it's not, and it's not for anybody. And it's different, like you said, it's different for everybody, which is why oftentimes I ask that, what is courage mean to you question, because after 70-whatever episodes now, everybody's got a different definition with a slightly similar tinge, but a little bit different. So I love it, and I love that that you say it is a choice, because it is. why did you decide to speak on courage? I mean, you've now, you said you're obsessed with it. Why is this your why?
Well, it's shown up in so many different parts of my life, and it probably shows up for everybody, but one thing that I was able to do was notice it as a theme. And so early on as a kid, you know, we all have adolescent experiences, but one of mine was being bullied as a kid for just being me, for, you know, talking the way that I talked or dressing the way that I dressed. And that was the most significant or first significant experience that I had, being 13 years old and not being able to stand up for myself. So I didn't have the courage to say to the people who were, you know, picking on me or talking about me that, you know, I get to say how I, you know, represent myself in the world. And, you know, being 13, we're young, we're still developing, but I didn't have the courage to stand up for myself. So that was the first experience that I had. But then just moving along to high school and college and working as a professional woman in marketing, I've seen it show up for the people that I manage in the corporate setting, and them being able to conjure their courage or not conjure their courage can definitely impact their professional career. And really just being around people and kind of analyzing people or just paying attention and observing people and really seeing that their ability to conjure courage or not conjure courage definitely impacted the potential that they were able to develop in themselves. So pulling all of these things together, you know, I created or kind of found out that this is a theme that I really was interested in, and what made people, you know, what pushed people forward or what held them back. And so it's helped me tremendously. I've traveled around the world as a black woman, and I've done it by myself, and so that takes a tremendous amount of courage. So there just have been all of these different experiences that have been combined together that I've been able to notice, and, you know, courage has been that theme that I now want to share with other people in terms of helping them activate their potential and, you know, just being, having this as a protective resource or a resource for them to be able to take advantage of opportunities that come their way. I am obsessed with it. I'm specifically obsessed with talking to youth and young adults about courage. I do think that as adults, there are a lot of resources out there for us to learn more about courage or figure out how to summon our own courage. But going back to that experience that I had when I was 13, I thought it was really important to talk to high school students, college students, and even young professionals about how to, you know, develop and build up the components of courage within them.
Well, and I think one of the great things about being a speaker is to plant seeds that kind of grow within
yes.
somebody's life the way they wanted to. And it seems like you've selected this very influential time in a person's life between high school and early career to plant
mm-hmm.
a seed.
Definitely. And so that is exactly what it is. It's planting seeds because, you know, the process, it's an adaptive process to be able to choose courage and act courageously. And so, you know, it's building up these internal resources over time so that when you're met with an opportunity to act courageously, hopefully what happens is you can draw upon all the experiences that you had, the small risks that you've taken over time, or, you know, you're able to remember the wins that you had of being uncomfortable and that kind of thing, and you can bring all of that together to be able to conjure courage. So it is, it's seeds. You know, you're teaching and helping to inspire these little seeds to be planted and grown over time.
So what are some of the strategies that you give them for being able to conjure courage or build courage?
There are three components of courage that I focus on. Courage is, it can be complex, as you know. And so there are different things that we can focus on to really help build this up in youth and young adults through people in general. But the three that I focus on are cause, which is just another word for purpose. And so if we are going to conjure courage, one of the most important things we have to know is why in the world we want to do something. If we are going to invite potential failure, I'll just say that, if we're going to invite pain,
mm-hmm.
if we're going to invite rejection, you know, if we're going to take a risk and invite these things that could happen, then there needs to be a reason. There needs to be a why. And so I talk about internal versus external motivation. And so that's one of the things to really, you know, focus on is a person's values and why in the world they want to do something that's risky. And then I focus on competence, which is all about skill and ability. So it's really hard to face a risk or a challenge without having some kind of ability. And so there's definitely technical ability depending on what it is you're trying to do. I'll just do a brief aside. So I actually tried out for the Carolina Panthers Top Cat dance team when I lived in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so if we're to think about ability in something like this, you know, ability would be technical ability in terms of, do you know how to dance, you know, learn choreography, that kind of thing. But then there's also behavioral ability, which is, you know, being uncomfortable. It's the ability to be uncomfortable, which is something that absolutely can be learned, as you know, and the ability to figure it out. You know, if you're put into a situation, an unknown situation, can you rely on your ability to figure it out? And the last thing is confidence. And so that's huge with courage. They go hand in hand. And that's really being able to trust your abilities. And so those are the three things that I focus on and really break down when I speak to young audiences. And I make it really fun. I bring in pop culture references. There's nothing like bringing in Beyonce or mentioning somebody fun to talk about courage. So, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of confidence, there's a woman with some confidence there.
Absolutely. So much confidence. Right.
And I think that your competence piece feeds into the confidence when you can tell yourself, okay, I know how to do this, I've got this skill. Even though I'm scared and I'm uncomfortable, I know how to do this. And this is one of the things as I'm standing on the edge of the stage about to walk on, if I'm like freaking out, I say, you know what, I'm good at this. Just get up there and do your thing. You're good at this, right? So having that competence and knowing that, reminding yourself, can build that confidence.
Oh, absolutely. Competence and confidence go hand in hand, but I like to separate them because competence really is about skill, knowledge, proficiency. Mm-hmm. And so it's knowing how to do something, but then your confidence is, well, do you trust your ability to do something? Mm-hmm. So having it and then trusting it. So I do separate those two, but you're absolutely right. They're developed, you know, right there together.
Right. Yeah. Nice. Well, and I know one of the other tactics, I was checking out your website and got super excited when I saw your Girls Going Global travel program. You mentioned a little bit about travel, the travel that you do, but you're also making this more, or building people's confidence to do this themselves. Tell us a little bit about that program.
Well, I will say Girls Going Global is not my program. The founder, Martise Sutton, is an incredible woman. She started this program in 2012. I am on the leadership team for Girls Going Global. And this program, it's an amazing program. It empowers girls ages 13 to 17 to travel, to really empower themselves, and it does that through travel. And so it's a program that focuses on underrepresented girls, and so taking girls abroad who haven't had the experience to really step outside of their neighborhood or experience things outside of their city. So it takes them abroad to give them a new experience to empower them to be leaders in their communities. So it's a wonderful program. I traveled with the organization last year to Rome, Italy, with 13 girls, I believe, and it was absolutely transformative. And so I do think that travel has that ability to transform you. And so I'm really grateful to be a part of that program. And so separately from Girls Going Global, I started traveling myself about 12 years ago. And I just recognized the importance of travel from my first trip to Bali, Indonesia, and I have not stopped or looked back since. And so I've now traveled to over 20 countries, most of them by myself. And I really love, from that experience, so that's got courage wrapped all up in it. And so from those experiences, I like to transfer my learnings and what I've been able to get from travel. I like to transfer and translate that to college students, specifically college students who are minorities and might not have thought about studying abroad or might not know how studying abroad or traveling abroad really can, you know, make them more well-rounded candidates for employment or can transfer in their lives or add to their lives. So I like to talk to college students and really young professionals too about traveling and how that can help them.
Oh, that's great. How do you think all your, I mean, I'm impressed you're going to 20 different countries all by yourself. I did Berlin by myself one time, and I had a phenomenal experience, but
yeah.
To do it that much, how do you think that all that travel in your own life has increased your courage?
Oh, well, courage begets courage. I mean, the more times you act courageously, the more times you're able to act courageously in the future. I truly believe that because like we mentioned, you know, a little bit ago, you have to remind yourself, it's so easy to focus on the negative of any situation. It's so easy to focus on what could go wrong. And the reason why is because the negative is always going to be more consequential and impactful than the positive. And so when you're able to conjure your courage and when you're able to, you know, show yourself that absolutely I can do this, I just did this, then it becomes easier over time to remind yourself of your wins so that when you need it, you know, for whatever experience that is facing you at that moment, you can think back to when you successfully did it. So travel has just, you know, it's helped me. I've learned so many skills through traveling, and I talk about that in one of my speeches, but I learned about the importance of resilience. I learned about the importance of adaptability. I've definitely learned about connection and courage. And so when I was working in corporate America, I was able to take all of those skills and translate them to work, to my work, and connecting on my teams, leading teams. And so now what I like to do is I like to talk to students who haven't yet graduated about how the skills they learned through traveling can benefit them in the workplace and can benefit them personally as well. I do think that there is a, you know, to be traveling solo as a Black woman, I do think takes a tremendous amount of courage just in terms of, you know, being in the world as a Black woman and traveling solo to places where people are not necessarily as familiar with being Black American people. I've gone to places like Thailand and Cambodia and Vietnam and, you know, spent a lot of time in Southeast Asia, even, you know, Argentina and some other places. It's not very common to see Black women traveling by themselves. And so I like to talk to women specifically, minority women specifically, college students and young women about being able to conjure their courage to do the same thing, because I've learned so much from doing it.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite things about travel is, for me, it solidifies the goodness of humans. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that helps me build courage to network, to have difficult conversations, to, you know, meet new people, to walk into strange rooms and talk to 150 people that I've never met before and hope they like me, you know, where you have that inherent belief that, you know what, you hear all the bad stuff in the news, but when you get out into the community, into the city, into the world, you realize, dude, people are awesome. It makes conjuring that courage so much easier, right?
It does, absolutely. And so what I've learned, too, is we have all these things in our heads about what things are going to be like. You know, again, it's so easy to focus on the negative or what, you know, what could happen if things went wrong. But when you travel or just when you are in the process of conjuring courage, you know, one of the things that you have to think about is, well, what could go right? And as I travel, one of the things that I recognize is people are just, you know, curiosity. And that's another skill that I've been able to apply professionally is when you travel, you get curious and people get curious about you. And so it opens up this dialogue, you know, depending on how comfortable you are interacting and engaging with people who are around you. But it opens up this dialogue for you to learn more about people and yourself being outside of your normal environment. So travel is the one thing. I mean, there are probably lots of things that we can name that can transform us, but it's the one thing for me that has been just the biggest proponent of moving me forward and transforming me and helping me broaden my perspective. And so I like to share those lessons with other people, specifically university students.
Now, I love it. Can you tell us a story about a travel experience that required your courage?
Ooh. Yes. I am going to tell you about when I went to Malaysia. So this was just a few years ago, I went to Malaysia. I went to Kuala Lumpur, and I was looking for a place to eat dinner. And in my room, I found this guest book, or, you know, a guidebook about places to eat, places to go. So I looked in the book and found this Indian restaurant that sounded amazing. So I went to the Indian restaurant. I decided to go. And when I got there, I realized that this wasn't an Indian restaurant that I was used to in the U.S. It wasn't this, you know, modern fusion Indian type place. And it was traditional Indian food and traditional Indian eating. So when I looked inside of the restaurant, I saw lots of different customers sitting down at community tables and eating with their hands. And this is something that I had never, ever done before, and so I immediately froze because a lot of things were going through my head at the moment. One, I've never eaten this way. I don't know how to eat this way, so there was this lack of competence. But then also, I didn't want to order and then embarrass myself or embarrass the people around me and invite, like, laughter and ridicule and that kind of thing. So there was this challenge or this risk in front of me that I in the moment did not choose to engage in. And so I ended up leaving the restaurant and feeling really disappointed in myself for not being able to, you know, be a part of this new experience and not worry about the, am I doing anything wrong, and just have a new experience. And so what I did was I went back to my room and I started just researching. I looked on the internet to get more information about this way of eating or why, you know, the Indian people in the restaurant ate with their hands. And so once I learned that this was a way for them to feel the temperature and the texture of the food, and it was a way for them to connect with the food and connect with God. And so once I figured out all of that, it made me feel more comfortable and armed with information so that the next time I would go into a restaurant, I could do it. I could, you know, partake or participate in that way of eating. And so I did. The very next day, I went to another restaurant, another Indian restaurant. I didn't go to the same one, but went to another restaurant where it was the same setup. You eat at community tables. I ordered food based on what I saw somebody next to me eating, and I ate, you know, the way that people around me were eating. And so this example, it's actually an example of not being able to conjure courage and then, mm-hmm. you know, going back and reflecting and understanding why. You know, why did I limit myself or not be able to take advantage of this opportunity, and then trying again the very next day. And so sometimes that's what courage is. It's not all the time being able to make a move in that moment, you know. Sometimes courage is just trying again the next day. And Marianne Rademacher has a beautiful quote about that. Courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is just saying that you'll try again tomorrow. And so for me, that's what it was. That's what I did. And yeah, that was a pure example of courage to me in one of my travels, is just trying a different food and a different way of eating.
I love that example because it is so real, and it is one of those things that people fear about going somewhere that is completely foreign to them. And mm-hmm. and I also love that you recognize that you didn't have the courage, and I've been there. I'm like, I'm just going to stay in my hotel room because I don't know where to go, you know?
Yes.
But you went back and you followed your own advice. You went and built your competence. Let me go look
yes.
this up. Let me go and study this culture, why they do this, so I can understand it better. I can respect it, and I can then go and walk into it with a little more confidence because I have those skills and that understanding. I love it. That's such a great example. And it is, again, so real, because people are like, I won't know how to eat. And I've been there. I do humanitarian work in Malawi, and they eat with their hands as well. And so, and well, instead of going to the internet, because the internet was spotty at where we were eating, I asked the Malawian that we work with, I said, Chimwewe, I've never eaten like this before. Can you help me? And having the courage to have that curiosity
yeah.
and that genuine desire can also build the courage. It was the weirdest thing. I did go back to my fork after a couple bites, but I was really glad that I had the courage and respected their culture to give that a shot.
Yeah.
So you've done another courageous thing recently, and this was how I found you. I saw your post about your book on courage. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. One of the things that I do is I speak to youth and young adults about courage. And one of the things that I've noticed after just, speaking across the country is courage is not necessarily the most fun topic or the most, engaging topic for someone who's 18 or 20 or even 22. And so for me, because I am obsessed with this, because I know how important it is to begin to build up the components of courage from a very young age, part of my mission and part of my objective became and has become making courage fun to talk about and easy to digest. And so the idea of this book came along out of that objective. And so the name of the book is If Courage Could Talk. And I really had a thought about if courage could talk, if courage was a person, what would courage say to me and my audiences? I'm a speaker, but if courage was a speaker, what would courage say? And so this idea of if courage could talk was born, and I created a voice for courage. And the voice of courage in this book, it's not your typical voice. If you think of your friend, a really dear friend, your best friend, who is going to tell you like it is, who is going to be honest with you, who's going to be truthful with you, and might even be a little shady with you if he or she needs to be. That is the voice of courage that I came up with. I blended this truth, love, and shade, as I like to call it, so that courage could talk to you directly. So sometimes we soften things. Sometimes we, butter things up. But if courage talks to you directly to help you overcome your fear or to check your fear and do your thing, what would courage say? So the book is an illustrated quote book. It's one quote per page. It's an easy read. It's a fun read. And it features thoughts from the imaginary mouth of courage. So that's right. What it is. It's been truly helpful to me already in talking to younger audiences and just helping them connect and helping me connect with them in terms of how to think about courage or how to even intro the conversation on courage through using illustration and using these short, quotes to help them think about and consider.
And I love the look of the book because it's almost a graphic novel because it is so much fun to look at the pages. It's not just a book with words in it, So I think that was a neat way to do that.
Yeah, and it's so funny, Anne, because lots of ideas happen and kind of pass through our brains over time. And so there was a time when I actually had this idea for a blog, and I wanted to call it Quote Candy. Because my name was Candace, and I'm like, okay, we'll shorten it to think of candy, but also double as, sweetness, quote sweetness, so to speak. And so there was this idea where I wanted to just do a blog where I featured, cool quotes from people, around the internet and around the world. And so quotes have always been something that I loved. I have quotes that I live by, quotes that I love. And so it's pretty natural for me for this first book to be a quote book because I've loved quotes for as long as I can remember. So it is. It's a fun book. It's an introduction to courage. It's not necessarily an explanation. It's an exploration, as I like to say, into the topic of courage and to have some quick quotes to get people thinking about their own ability to conjure their courage.
And I love the idea of using quotes to help conjure courage because somebody else may be able to say it in five words that just smash you in the face and you're like, yes, that's it. So as a speaker, it's fun to bring those in because, yeah, I can say it one way, but so-and-so said it another way, and that might hit another bunch of people again right between the eyes, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think quotes are definitely that, and with this book I wanted to do that. So it's not going to be you can do it, soft quotes. Some of the quotes are really soft and sweet, but a lot of them are right there in your face, like, come on girl, we have things to do, so there are some that are really just poignant and get right to it.
I love it. So if you had one piece of advice, and I think travel is such a getting out of your own neighborhood, it's such an important piece of building courage for life in general. So somebody's thinking of traveling, they're scared. What one piece of advice would you give them to conjure the courage to do it?
I think I'm going to go back to what I start with in my speeches when I'm talking about courage. It's a piece of advice, but also really it's a question. And the question is, why? Why do you want to travel? Because if someone has fear around traveling, you know, because we can travel recreationally and it'd be no big deal. You know, we don't have any fear around it at all. But if you've got some kind of fear or you've got some kind of anxiousness around travel, but you know you want to do it, but you're just not quite sure yet how or if this is something that will be okay, then the first question that I probably will ask is, well, why do you want to do it? And that goes for travel, and that goes for anything that, you know, seems risky or seems like a challenge. Because if we can tap into why we want to do something, and if that reason, you know, it's truly internally motivated. You know, if people are wanting to travel just because they want to get Instagram pictures or they want to look good to their friends, then we're going to talk about remixing that why so that it's more internally motivated. Because when things get tough, when you experience unexpected situations when you travel, you know, a lot of times it does require going back to why you wanted to do something in the first place. And if it was for an Instagram picture, well, that isn't strong enough to carry you through the discomfort and all the things that can come, you know, from a risk. And so it would really be talking about why. Why do you want to do it? And if your why is internally motivated and if it is strong, then we can start to build on that. So my first piece of advice or first question would be like, let's talk about why. Why do you want to do it?
I love it. Going back to your first C of cause.
Yeah.
I love it. Love it. Well, Candace, you are a delight, and I'm so excited that I found randomly your post and got to know you. I look forward to becoming friends, and next time I'm in Atlanta looking you up. But how can people find the book, find you, if they want you to come and talk to their school or they want to get your book?
Thank you. Thank you for asking. The book is available on Amazon. You can just look for, search for If Courage Can Talk. It's on Amazon. It's also available at pep-talker.com, and it can be found at thebeehiveatl.com. So those are three places right now where you can buy the book online, and you can find me on Instagram and LinkedIn. I am at Candace Joby. So I really, really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today and about courage, since we're both pretty obsessed about it. It's been such a pleasure. So thank you again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll put the link to your website and to the Amazon link and or any other links you want me to put there, social media and all that stuff, in the comments for the podcast so people can find you there. Candace, you're a delight, and I'm thrilled to now be friends and look forward to meeting you someday, grabbing coffee and talking more about courage. Maybe we can meet in Malaysia.
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely. Or you know what? What's on my travel list is Tanzania. So if you're ever there, I don't know if you're thinking about Tanzania, but yes, we can meet in Tanzania. So
tell you what, I'll be leading another expedition to Malawi next year probably. So I'll be right next door to Tanzania.
Wow.
I might as well meet you over there for coffee.
Awesome. Let's do it.
That's it. I'm going to buy a plane ticket to Tanzania to go grab coffee with Candace. Go out there. If Courage Could Talk is her book. Candace Doby, D-O-B-Y is her name. You can also get Over It, which is my book. We got books galore. Find them both on Amazon. And we'll see you on episode 72.